Thank you, Baron Bandy. So what I want from the Order. So this will be a personal talk, and I'm going to stay close to my own experience. And I'd like to come at that question from a slight angle, because it feels most natural to me to want to give to the Order, to want to serve the Order. But there are ways that I feel inspired to do this, that I naturally want to express this. So this is what I'll talk about, how I want to be of service, the channels I feel moved to pour my life into, my energy into, to whatever extent I'm capable of. I'm also bearing in mind that I've only just been ordained, so I've only just got here. So the first thing I want to say is that I'm really happy to be here. So I'm very grateful to be here. I've benefited in all sorts of ways from the Order. Both indirectly and directly, I'm sure I've benefited from what many of your lives have been about, and ways that I'm not even conscious of, not even aware of. So I just turned up to Sheffield Buddhist Centre about 7 years ago, and so much of it was laid out in front of me, so much of it had come before me. A clear presentation of the Dharma by people who I felt were in harmony, books, talks, retreat centres, a four-year Mitra study course, an ordination process, ways of deepening my commitment, of transforming my lifestyle, communities, right livelihoods. So this was all part of the culture when I arrived. So I just want to take this opportunity to say thank you to the Order. I am extremely grateful. It has changed my life. It has changed my life. So having just got here, having just joined the Order, at the moment it feels, the Order feels a bit like a great river. Unknown, dynamic, mostly flowing in the same direction. A few whirlpools and eddies here and there, full of lots of treasures, full of some dangerous things as well. And with this image of the Order as a great river in mind, I'm going to talk about three currents, three channels that I want to be part of, that I want to pour myself into and be carried along by. So a channel for the religious, a channel for reverence, and a channel for Bhante's presentation of the Dharma. So a channel for the religious. So more and more I begin to think of myself as a religious person, and I want to be part of a religious order. So this word religion holds particular connotations for people. But for me it holds particular mood, of that of commitment, of service, but most of all the mood of that which is higher, that which is beyond, the nirvanic, the transcendental. Whatever it is, I don't really have words, I can't put a name to it. A sense of a living out of a desire for transcendence on a cosmic scale with others. So as Paramabandhu was saying, one of the things I do is I welcome students of all ages to the Buddhist Centre and in Sheffield, and try and introduce Buddhism to them as best I can. And I realised quickly, if I don't tell them that Buddhism is a religion, I can never hope to bring out the true spirit of it. It immediately becomes something else in their mind, less powerful, less meaningful, just a nice set of ideas, a nice way to live. So I know that they're children, but I think this does have implications on how people from outside the Order engage with the Order, and what and the people, the type of people that make up the movement as a whole. And it has been a unique gift that the Order has given me to be able to look at that existential suffering that previously nothing else had been able to touch, but quietly pervaded my whole life. So being able to engage with that in an extremely positive way. So it's given me a form to address my longing for what is not conditioned, longing to be freed from me, to be trapped in my own self, and being able to connect with others on a deeper level. So I aspire to live a more religious life, and I want to do that with others. In the Drama of Cosmic Enlightenment, Bhante talks about someone called William James, who discusses the question of what is a religious person in his book, The Varieties of Religious Experience. And he says a religious person is not one who has a religious experience. Anybody can have those. It's not important where we visit. What is important is where we permanently live. In other words, where our real centre of interest lies. And intuitively, this felt very clear when I received my sadhana practice. I had an intuition that this practice was where I wanted to live, if only I could get the keys to it. So I'm quite lucky that my private preceptor practices the same sadhana that I was given, and soon after my ordination, after I came back from Gukhiloka, I had the opportunity to come here on a sadhana retreat at Adisthana. And if I hadn't have had these conditions, I could have seen myself banging my head against a wall for an incredibly long time, not really knowing where to start or appreciating the scope of the practice. So I might still be banging my head against the wall, but I have confidence that there's something on the other side. And this is because I've been in direct contact with people who have taken that practice seriously. I've tried to live a life from that practice, and given me a taste of how to open it up. So interestingly, Bhante led a seminar on my sadhana practice 40 years ago. And then 40 years later, I came here on a sadhana retreat, and I was with some of the order members who were on that original seminar with Bhante 40 years ago. And it was so clear to me that what they received from being with Bhante was so far beyond what I could receive from just reading the transcript. So something came through. So much of it just didn't get translated outside actually being in the presence of him. And I think this is generally true, but seems particularly true in this area. And being on retreat with those people put me in contact with that spirit. So I want to be part of a strong current of Kalyanamitrita through which that spirit flows. Hopefully I'll have a long life of practice, and I want to be part of passing on something of real worth, of real preciousness to people who join the order 40, 50 years from now. That's what I really want. Okay, the order is a channel for reverence. So from a sense of the religious, of something greater, something higher, flows for me a sense of reverence. I want to be part of an order that has a strong current of reverence flowing through it. This is how I connect to the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, the three jewels. It's built on appreciation, built on gratitude to the whole lineage of my teachers all the way to Bhante, through which, like windows aligning, I get a glimpse of something that I want to commit to, that I want to go for refuge to, whatever imperfections in the glass there may or may not be. The people I look up to are the people who are looking up, the people who are revering. And from them I'm able to absorb a living spirit of the Dharma, and in that spirit most able to exemplify it to others. That's how I feel. So I feel inspired by reverence and protected by reverence. And I'm discovering that I cannot revere if I live on the surface, if I'm busy, full with loads of worldly stuff. There just isn't space for it. So it seems so clear to me at Gukhiloka that when I got back, I was going to make more time for the things that really matter, for personal Dharma study, meditation, puja, poetry, the arts, retreats, long solitaries, for making offerings to the gods of useless endeavours, for deepening friendships. Interesting seeing on the doors here at Adisthana about Shabda. Shabda's still a way to communicate, I think it says. So I remember thinking, I'm going to read Shabda cover to cover and write in regularly. And I've only been back 3 months, and I can already feel the world kind of closing in, despite comparatively good conditions that I'm in. The city is starting to drown it out, and how much discipline I need to keep listening to what matters, to remember what matters. So I don't want to be a busy, tired order member. I want to have time for the order and time for the people in it, and give space for reverence to emerge, to stay in contact with what's deepest. And I want to collectively revere with the order, to perform rituals together, to be able to express the most sublime ideals together without having to caveat anything. It's a real relief to let go into that. channel for making Bante's presentation of the Dharma available to others. So Bante's presentation is inspiring to me. It is vital to me. It's exciting to me. It has transformed and is transforming my life. And when it stops becoming the water that I swim in, I really see it for what it is, its transformative power. The whole architecture of the spiritual life, just to take one thing he said from the 10 pillars, the whole architecture of the spiritual life, going for refuge is the fundamental Buddhist act, as a lifeblood of the Buddhist, of a Buddhist, an observance of the precepts representing the circulation of that blood. And the precepts as great pillars, great columns, holding up the dome of meditation, surmounted by the spire of wisdom. I find it irresistible. I find that irresistible. His emphasis on the arts has enabled me to start reaching back into my own culture and connecting with it on dharmic terms. And I'm surrounded by order members who have been doing that for much longer. And it's a real education in all sorts of different ways. So the spirit of Bante's teaching, his presentation of the Dharma, has given my life purpose and meaning. And I trust that if I carry on practicing sincerely, it will carry on working. And the last thing I want to say is, ultimately, I want to be part of an order that flows with loving kindness, with spiritual friendship, with Kalyana Mitrata. For me, everything has come from that. I want to serve an order so it can be a channel for something much greater, to work through, that flows outwards to transform society, to make a change in the world, for the benefit of all beings, for the happiness of all beings.